안녕하세요.
Yeah, that's the say.
안녕.
Hello. 안녕하세요.
Yeah. 안녕.
Korean. Yeah.
Yes. Arrested Development. Yes. Very good. Yeah. All right. Hello. Welcome to Androids and Assets. I'm Stephen.
I'm Marshall.
And today we have our very special guest.
I'm Jin Ho. Yeah. Thank you for having me today.
No worries. And today we are discussing. What's the Korean title, Junho?
신과 함께 죄와 벌.
Along with the Gods.
2017 movie directed by
Kim Jung-hwa.
Okay, you beat me to it. I gave him a hard time about it before, so now he's just never let it go. Good. So
spoiler warning. The movie came out only last year. So if you haven't seen it yet...
Firmly within the 5 years.
Firmly within five years. And you plan on seeing Along with the Gods, we're going to talk about what happens in it. So you might want to plug your ears. Mm-hmm. Or pause it.
Or just not listen.
You know, go watch the movie and then come back to this later. But
whatever. Anyway, so Along with the Gods is it's a movie basically about dying in Korea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, the Korean afterlife.
Dying Korean.
Yeah. Korean afterlife, that's the story.
That's true. If you died here, you would still go to the Korean afterlife.
Yeah, it's not just dying in Korea. It sounds like a story about trying to get the body home and filling out
paperwork.
It's a mess. It would be, I mean, a fun documentary.
But yeah, about the Korean afterlife, specifically hell.
This movie was very popular, like... In Korea movie history, the number 10 top 5 movie. So they just, I think the...
20 million?
Sorry, 20 million. Yeah, 20 million people watched the movie already. So that was popular and they spread to the Southeast Asia. It was awesome. I heard it was a boom in there. So that's the reason I... really want to share this movie to the people and my friends who has a Western culture background. I want to talk about what is your culture different thing compared to the Korean.
Sure.
Korean, yeah, culture thing.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I think a comparison of beliefs about the afterlife is really interesting because this movie was. It was both familiar and exotic.
Yeah, there was surprising some of the similarities. I agree. Yeah, I mean, in terms of personally, I'm a boring, rationalist atheist. So basically, I think when we die, it's lights out. So that's pretty boring. But I will say, like in a broader, like certainly the way I was raised, in the good old Church of England. You die and then you go to heaven and then God decides whether you get to go into heaven or if you go to hell. And I mean, when I was really young, it was before they got rid of limbo. So if you were, in utero when you died, you could have gone to limbo.
I'm also a pretty strict rationalist. It's not just lights out though. I'm going to become like stardust. It'll be amazing. It's still science. It can be amazing. Stephen was raised, in the Church of England. I was raised in the Father Church of Rome, the proper church. The Church of England will come back into the fold. It's fine.
That monster that sits upon the throne. Elizabeth Windsor is God's representative on earth, and I don't care what you say.
She's just a bishop of the church.
She's just a bishop. Right.
Okay. I love that we have a good time, repping the religion we were raised on while also having no respect for it whatsoever.
Hooray!
Yes, so raised in the Catholic Church, it wasn't so simple as you died and went to heaven or hell. You went to purgatory because very, very few people ever died and could go straight to heaven. You had to go to purgatory where your family and friends would pray for you and then your sins would slowly be eroded while you stayed in purgatory, which was an unpleasant place, but not as bad as hell, not as boring as limbo. So you would, you'd be punished, but with the hope of eternal redemption. as long as your family and friends remembered to pray for you.
And stayed Catholic.
And then you go to heaven, where it's never really explained, but I'm assuming your existence basically ends.
Yeah.
In any recognizable way, because you become, you know, one with everything.
Kind of merge with Godhead in a, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a drop of, like a raindrop into the ocean, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, that's always the description that I ever really got. Unless you go into, like, the pop culture, where people are like, I'm gonna see my grandma again. Like, that's not what the Bible says.
No. Yeah, I think both heaven and hell are extremely vague. The concepts biblically, I think.
Yes.
Like, so nothing in, like, and I think this is probably true Buddhism. I don't think there's a lot, like, in, like, the Pali Canon about the afterlife or about how, what happens to you when you die.
But we do have a lot of texts, like Dante's Inferno, that help us inform how we envision things like hell.
Yeah.
Oh, there's seven levels of hell, clearly. Yeah,
a very depressed Italian pervert's gonna tell us how it is.
Yeah, actually, in Korea, we just... I think combined all of the different hair. So we just showing the hair is included all of different level of the hair. So we are thinking we have to pass through the all different type of the hair.
So everyone who dies goes to hell.
Yeah,
no matter what.
The hair.
You can't circumvent hell.
Yeah, and then if you are innocent of the death's different hairs,
yep,
you can easily pass. And then finally you're going to meet the Yamra, King Yamra, and then he will judge you after. I think this is different. We didn't separate like a heaven and hair,
mm-hmm,
but if you just pass through the all of different hair, and then when you receive the like a reincarnate, mm-hmm, from the Yamra King, it's done. That's the kinds of heaven. Just reborn.
Yeah. You return. You get back on the wheel of Dharma.
Yes.
But I mean, certainly, I think to be Buddhist, at a certain point, you also, very difficult to do, but at a certain point, you will get off the wheel, right?
Oh, yeah.
At a certain point, you break the cycle. You've worked off your Dharma, and you actually get to stop riding. You get off the Ferris wheel of life and death.
Yeah, I think so. There is a circle kind of. So,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we life is the like a rebirth and then die and rebirth. Yeah,
just kind and the of, hell is just like a middle stage because, yeah, like,
but eventually you get nirvana, right?
Oh, what does that mean, sir?
Like moksha, like liberation from the cycle of birth and death.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Which is. It sounds very similar to like the Christian heaven of like you rejoin the Godhead.
Oh, I never heard that. So
no.
I didn't know about that. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's only what I've heard, but I'm not that well versed in Buddhism.
And as with most theologies, often the wind state of that theology is very unimportant to the everyday practice of it.
Yes. Maybe. Christianity sort of relies really heavily on...
Yeah, heaven's like, going to be so great.
Heaven's really great. And remember, hell is really bad.
Carrot and stick, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mostly stick.
I never experienced about like a Catholic or Christian. So what's the heaven means for the Christian or just Western people?
It's so vague. So when Jesus is alive, he has this thing where he like picks up a mustard seed and he says like a mustard seed is like the kingdom of heaven. It becomes this whole thing of like, well, what is the kingdom of heaven? What is heaven? What is Jesus's like plan for humanity? And then also in like the book of Revelations, it talks about like heaven coming to earth and like the new heaven and the new earth. And it's like describes this like golden Borg cube that comes down from the sky and lands on and crushes Jerusalem. And then is like this Jesus's capital on earth, I guess. There's really very little talk about it. And also like there's also tremendously little talk about hell. I mean, to the point now where like the liberal theological scholars say there is no hell. Hell was actually just wholesale imported from the Greek, like the Greek Hades tradition. So like in Greece, they have like when you die, again, very, very similar to the Korean one. When you die, the Greeks would like put coins on the eyes of the dead and like bury them or burn them or whatever. And then like they would use that to pay the boatman to carry them to the afterlife, where they would either find paradise or perdition. And the Hebrews, from whom Jesus was one, like the Jews, like there was really no concept of an afterlife other than Abraham's bosom. Which, and Abraham's bosom is mentioned in the New Testament to describe, like, when Jesus dies, that Abraham's bosom opened up and all the dead people kind of walked around the earth for the afternoon.
Going back to Greek mythology just for a minute, they also had Elysium. So there was, like, Hades if you were average or bad, mm-hmm. and Elysium if you were really good.
Yeah.
And you could go to heaven. And it was a place, like, where you'd hang out with the gods and drink wine and eat grapes or something.
All the time?
All
yeah.
the time.
It's just a
all
great, it's just a cool place to hang out.
That means like they have another life in heaven, right?
Yeah.
An eternal life, yes.
Eternal life.
With the gods.
They will drink the wine all their life, right?
For Noel, all of forever, which seems really
beautiful.
Boring. Which again, like, so in like the Indian tradition, like born a Buddhist, I mean, I imagine like a Buddhist would say like, well, that's going to become hell. Eventually, like, you might ride there and this is great. And they're like, oh my God, I am drinking wine for fucking ever. When does it end? Get me out. Like, which I think is a really great critique that gets leveled at kind of those versions of the afterlife. Cause yeah, the concept of being stuck anywhere doing anything forever is
mm-hmm.
monstrous.
Yeah. I'm really curious about people have a different scene in their yeah. life. Not a scene, just like a yeah. sometimes a fault, sometimes bad for the other people.
Yeah.
Without my intentionally.
Yeah. So in Christianity, the role of Jesus is Jesus negates your sins. So any sin that you have confessed to the church or through Jesus through the church or whatever is taken away. It's like taken off the slate. So like if you are a good Catholic, it doesn't actually matter how the shitty things you've done or how terrible you've been, because you're forgiven, baby, and you're going to paradise. God damn it.
Oh my.
Yeah. Whereas I think what happens in this movie and what happens, I imagine, in kind of like Buddhist theology in Korea is no, everything you do, you have to, at the end of your life, you have to take account for every single thing, right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And that's the trials. Is people actually having to answer for every single action they did, that every sin
yes.
they committed.
Except for the loophole that anything that was forgiven isn't on your accounting.
By the person you wronged, by the person you grieved, yeah.
Hmm.
Is that, would you say that's true, or is that just something in the movie?
Oh,
is that
interesting.
So in the movie, at the very end, King Yumla said he was going to find him guilty. But then his mom said, I forgive you. And King Yumla said, oh, right. Well, now that you've been forgiven, I can't count that against you.
Yeah, there is an afterlife law article 1.1. A sin that has been forgiven in the living world will not be judged in the afterlife. That's the first article in the yeah,
and, the, and maybe I think the only one.
Yeah, that's the only one I think. Yeah, right.
Well, they mentioned a couple others.
Yeah,
there's like there's yeah. I mean, I really like this, and certainly like this movie's adapted from a comic, like a web comic that became then like actually a popular comic book.
Oh,
series.
Oh yes, yes,
in,
right.
In Korea, right?
Yes.
So and that hell is itself like Korea, kind of modernizing and getting bureaucracy and rules, and it's not. It's not so primitive anymore.
I think that why that the webcomic was a popular. Yeah, because they are showing a lot of the Korean realistic, not realistic, just realism. Mm-hmm. So like these days, what happened like on the internet, they like a comment, is like a bad comment. Mm-hmm. Easily they type their bad comment for people. Mm-hmm. And then like all Korean people worked hard and then nobody care about that. And then a lot of suicide people. And then this is Korean culture was a family culture.
Yeah.
So we had like a big family, but these days they changed to the like a light, like just parents and children. When they married, their children get married with other people, they just live the house.
Right. There's not multi-generational homes with like grandparents living with eldest sons or daughters.
It makes like a just listing the like a family bond.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie want to show the like all kinds of like a society issue.
Right. And that Korea, so Korea has people living traditionally within it, older people living traditionally within it, and young people who are living a completely different life. And they're coexisting at the same time, maybe for the last time.
Yes, right.
And the question is, has Korea lost its way?
Korea lost...
Has it kind of lost its soul?
Oh, yeah. That's the reason that this is a remind people just thinking about that or of thing. So, I don't know what I talk
walk
about.
Us,
yeah.
Walk us through the hells. What are the hells we see in this movie? Can you describe the hells for us?
Just a 7 different hell.
Okay. And this is like a sample pack, like, because there's actually like infinite hells, you were telling me, right? This is not all of the hells that exist.
Oh, yes. This movie showed like 7 different hell, but it's just common people think hell is the all combined. Right. So we just pass through the hell. Am I doing right?
Yeah, you're doing good. Okay? Yeah. Pass through hell and there isn't actually like, it's not like actually separate out. There's just infinite tortures in hell. Infinite terrible things.
Because they are judging the all my fault, all my mistake in my life.
Right. So for each mistake you've made, there's a hell for it.
Yes.
Specifically tailored to your particular sin.
So in this movie, just he mainly fought 7 things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason this movie showing the 7.
Right. So what are they? They are...
This is a little bit of a spoiler.
It's a spoiler. Yeah, we're into the spoilers. People know. They've been warned.
There is the 7 hair of the murder, and hair of indolence, hair of deceit, hair of injustice, hair of the betrayer, and hair of the violence, and last is the hair of filial impiety. Actually, the last one is a very huge thing to the Korean people. Main character, not a mistake. He just in his life. He just.
What is like filial piety? Like what is like commitment to your family?
I don't know how to explain. I think that there is no vocabulary for this one. But
there is no analog.
Respect family.
Right.
We call it like a hyodo. Hyodo means like just thinking, and we will have the, or we will do all the things for our family.
Complete commitment to your family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually this movie, this main character tried to kill his mother.
Yeah.
That's the reason his last trial was this one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
But Lord Yumla is mad at him for not killing his mom, right? Like that's the weird thing. He's like, you should have killed her. She wanted to die. The filially pious thing to do would have been to have murdered her. And that's kind of what he gets in trouble for. Which is a twist for me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's the twist. So. That man was he had a poor family background, and then mom had a little bit disabled.
Mm-hmm. She's ill.
That's the reason for the juvenile, 14,
mm-hmm.
14 young kids.
Yeah,
it's hard
juvenile.
Juvenile is it's hard to go through that hardness. Mm-hmm. That's the reason he tried to kill the mom and then suicide himself with his brother.
Yeah, he wanted to kill his mom and kill his brother and then kill himself.
And then, but he,
And that's what he gets in trouble for in the afterlife, for not doing that.
Yes, right.
because like it's such a strong commitment that it's like, well, even if it means like killing for it or killing someone you love, if that's like the will, that's what you got to do, because that's the loyal thing to do, because you have to follow that your elder's will to the last.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking. I'm not saying.
I mean, to be purely speculative here, what do you think would have happened to him if he killed his mom?
If he killed his mom, he would go to, I think, her, like in the final, yeah, for a long time. Even the his mom had an illness and then had a problem, but whatever, he didn't endure about that thing. That's the reason.
So yeah. It's a damned if you do, a damned if you don't situation.
Yeah.
Because either you murder her and that's murder, or you don't murder her and that's filial impiety. So you just can't win.
actually, he can win. Because his mother didn't awake during the.
Right.
She had the illness.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that's the reason she tried to kill her, but she didn't. Actually, she's awake. She was awake. She thought her son trying to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the reason and then he felt guilty. And then he ran away from the home and worked hard and they send money to their family for the 15 years.
Yeah.
And he didn't go back to home.
Yeah, because he's kind of unrealistically good. He's just so perfect. Like his sins are like, oh, like his boss died because he was busy saving like a bunch of children. But he didn't save the children and his boss. So they're like, I don't know. You let your boss die on the job. So you're probably going to hell. And they really have to convince the god of murder that wasn't murder. Which seems crazy to me. It's like, it seems pretty open and shut to me. Sometimes people die.
I think that is the wrong thing in this movie. Yeah, because it's hard to tell if he went to his family.
Yeah.
How he could do that. Yeah, how could be?
Yeah, he's just too good. He's not a real person. There's no like, all right, and here's all the times you jacked it to weird stuff. Like,
yeah,
we gotta go through that now.
Are you suggesting masturbation is a sin, Stephen?
I am. I carry that with me, artifact of my.
That explains a lot about you.
That's why I don't. No,
that explains a lot about me.
So is there anything else you want to say about this movie? Anything else like you think is important or is curious or you think is uniquely Korean? Because I got to admit, watching this movie, it felt very different. There was a lot I didn't get. There was a lot of things I missed and a lot of things that I knew were supposed to be emotional, but I didn't feel emotional because I just didn't have that. I don't have that history. I don't have that connection to some of those feelings.
Actually, this movie... I think they're related with the Korean society because we in the company related with a lot of we called it like a 혈연지연. That means like we connected with the blood, or that is a family means a family, or like a same region from the same region. Oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from the Edmonton. Oh, we are same Edmonton people. So we getting work together. We can work together. I will choose to
help you because we're from the same town. Right.
Like that. So we have.
You're from Jungkook. I'm from Jungkook.
Yeah. So we are together and I will, after interview, I will choose you because we pass through the same university, same school, like that. Right. And then easily they betray each other because they choose the easily, like they have like a very easy reason. Hmm. Yeah, like we have same hometown. like right. that.
Decisions get made based more on those like commitments and loyalties than they do about like who's the best person for X or Y.
Yeah.
And yeah, it kind of becomes like clicky.
Yeah.
Like a click.
And then easily betray. And then, yeah, that's the reason this movie showed like a cold, like a frozen Harold.
Why betrayal is such a big deal?
Yeah.
Because there are rules and there is decency and there are ways you behave.
Yeah. Which, I mean, is really interesting because we would call that nepotism.
Nepotism?
Yeah, like...
Like kinds of that? Like
Choosing your friends or someone you went to school with over someone else only because you went to school with them?
Oh, yes.
Is like, we think that's a bad thing.
Oh.
There's like laws against it.
It depends on the who chose that, but... Just if the similar situation.
It's not completely flat out corrupt, but like if it is like two people fairly similar, like, you know, like you're having a hard time decide, you will go with the person. Like it's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that one. And then other one also like a lot of like a violence because of Korea is after work, we drunk a lot, drink alcohol a lot with
drinking culture. And again, loyalty to your company, right?
Yeah.
So if you are
loyalty.
So if your boss, you told me you would stay at work until your boss left, even if you were done your work.
Yeah.
Because you all left at the same time together.
Yes, right.
Right. Yeah.
And then that's the reason just going to the spa and the drinking alcohol together. And then, yeah. So after drunk, the drunken alcohol, people easily fight each other.
Sure.
Yeah. And then that's the reason we're showing a lot of thing and then a Korean society problem. Yeah. So
how did the main character in that, like he managed to avoid almost all of that?
Yes. Right. That is the weakness in this movie, I think, because he's so perfect to go to hell. Not to
reincarnate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Just yeah. He's so perfect person. Go to the heaven, not a hell, right? But she's going to there and then pass through the seven ridiculous judge, like a ridiculous trial. It doesn't make sense, I think. Yeah, but this. Yeah, I think it's like a web cartoon?
In the comic.
Yeah,
web comic. He's more of a person.
Yeah, that was a perfect because that was just a company man. How to say that?
Yeah, salaryman.
Yeah, salaryman. And he drank a lot and he died. And that's the reason just went to the different seven trial.
He wasn't perfect in the webcomic.
Yes, just like ours. Just our, like a common people. And he had lots of bad thing, and then dependent tried to have him for the defense from
the judges.
But this movie, he's so perfect, right?
Yeah,
he never rest. He worked hard.
So the other thing you mentioned is that a lot of Koreans found this this is actually kind of blasphemous because if you watch this movie, it's shot like a Marvel movie. Like, it's an action movie, weirdly. Like, there's, sword fights and people flying through the air and explosions and tanks. Yeah. So a lot of people found, as I imagine a lot of devout Christians would be if we made, Heaven, the movie, shot in the style of a Marvel superhero movie. A lot of Christians, devout people would be upset. I imagine a lot of devout Koreans were also upset by this movie. So, I guess, Jin-ho, for kind of Western people, because we talk about Korea. I don't know if you noticed this, but being here, we're talking a lot about Korea right now. There's a lot of white people walking around talking about Korea like they know what the fuck is going on. Is there anything you think Canadian people need to know about Korea? Like, something that, a lot of us get wrong or, we don't understand about Korea?
Oh, yes. I just want to talk the... what this movie want to show the things.
Yeah.
That's the reason I just talk about the Korea, some problem issue. But progressed really nice. And then, yes, people worked hard, and then really we have like a good place and a good relationship, and it's like a good company, you know, like
you have a nice society.
Yeah, nice society. Some people very enjoyed with like after work we going to the like we called Hweshik, like some party
nightlife.
Yeah, nightlife party.
Yeah.
So I heard like some foreigner really enjoy about it because they're lots of fun. Yeah, because of karaoke and yeah, sometimes it's fun, but every day. That means
it's exhausting.
Yeah, exhausting and make us like tired. So don't be misunderstood about Korea. I'm just so I want to talk about what this movie want to show the Korea problem and want to share good so thing like
rich and beautiful culture.
Yeah. So I think so. I just heard Marshall and Stevens the Western culture thing about the West afterlife. Yeah, yeah. There is no difference, right? Right? I think so, like
ostensibly no.
Yeah. So it was a very interesting when I heard about the Western culture about afterlife, and actually I had no idea because my grandma believed like a Buddha, and my mom is the like a Christian, so they fought each other all the time. So I couldn't choose the one of the religions. So I have no idea completely. So
Jinho, what kind of atheist are you? Stardust or Lights Out? It's important you choose. My love depends on it.
We are all made of stars.
Actually, I want to make some star, but I'm a Korean. I don't know. Okay. Let me see what happened to afterlife.
Yeah, very scientific of you. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Jinho, for being on the episode. I'm really glad that you had us watch this movie. I really enjoyed the movie. And like I said before, it was... You're right. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of differences, or the differences are really sort of cosmetic. When you die, you get judged, and good things or bad things happen to you. Yeah, different beliefs, but like it seems like they're very, very compatible. So that was a pretty cool thing to see. And it was also a fun action-y kind of movie, so... it didn't feel preachy, which, you know, was good. So, thanks very much for being on this episode with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me today. Yeah, I very enjoyed and I theory, kind of.
Yeah.
About afterlife. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we really, we had a lot of fun. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. So basically wherever you can find a podcast, you can find us. We're also on Twitter at AssetDroid, at Marshall at Androids and Assets, or Steve at AndroidsandAssets.ca. We'd love to hear any feedback you have. Please do subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends and your family and sit them down and force them to listen to all of the episodes.
In Korean?
Yeah.
Yeah. 혹시 Android and Asset subscribe 해주시고요. 그리고 앞으로 재밌는 영상 많이 올릴 테니까 많은 구독 바랍니다. 감사합니다.